Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short the line.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, that'll make your ass come off top. I'ma speak to work, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy, Cash, chilling as usual with my man, Father Time. Time, what's happening, dog?
What's cracking, dog? Man, that motherfucker wasn't playing on my screen. That's crazy. I couldn't control it. I had to stop that motherfucker abruptly. And I set up the computer to make sure I stopped that motherfucker on time tonight. Still didn't work, but oh well. So what's the business, man?
Frustrated. Tired.
That's all of us. Hold on, man. Let me bring in Janine. What's happening, Janine?
Hello.
Hello.
What's the goings on?
Nothing much. How's everybody doing?
Shit, I'm good. This dude over here, the one got problems. Mr. Frustrated.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. I'm trying to get this printer to work. I'm trying to get this printer to work. Somebody's supposed to be helping me. Somebody's supposed to be helping me, but they don't know what the fuck they doing.
I told you, man, I had to be sitting in front of it, man. And when I got in front of it, you shit. It is what it is. I got you, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm ready to start making shirts and shit.
You'll be good, man.
Yeah, you'll get it together.
We let this shit over a goddamn hour.
Shit, bro, it took me 3 days to get that motherfucker right. You talking about an hour?
You like an hour, that's it?
I was YouTube doing all kind of shit.
You said you motherfucker don't work. And everything?
I had to YouTube some shit. Some shit I never even heard of. Like, this motherfucker ain't working right.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you one thing. This motherfucker is way more advanced than your average motherfucker printer. That's the goddamn.
Yeah, that motherfucker technical, man. That bitch is, you got to have some patience fucking that motherfucker.
God damn. You think you're going to get on this motherfucker just by creating No.
Yeah, you gotta have some patience, man. That's the only way you'll get
into it. All right, man, check this out. I've seen something that they were talking about yesterday. I just want to elaborate on real quick. And Janine, I know you might not get into it, or then again, you might just.
Mm-hmm.
The top rappers of all time, the Billboard.
Yeah,
put the
I saw that.
Really, you didn't put Tupac in one of the greatest rappers of all time?
Nope, they didn't.
Who did they
put?
Put Biggie in there.
Biggie was number one. Jay-Z was number two. You know what? I'm gonna have to find this list. I'm gonna find this list because it to me is just asinine. I mean, really? I mean,
it was more
than Ice Cube. Exactly.
So it was biased, man. It was a biased list. I mean, you know it's biased when you didn't see Tupac's name on it.
Are you there? Who put it together? Who put the list together?
Billboard.
Oh.
How do you leave Tupac Shakur off that list? That's one of the greatest rappers of all time. Come on.
Come on, he was a good song. He was a good songwriter, but he wasn't a good. Now, number 10 was Lil Wayne. Number 9 was Kendrick Lamar. Number 8 was Ghostface Killah. Number 7, Lauryn Hill. Number 6, Andre 3000. Number 5, Nas. Number 4, Rakim.
He should be
number
on the
3,
list.
Eminem.
He should be on the list.
Number 2, Jay-Z. And number 1 is Biggie.
The top 5 should
come
be on
on
there.
I will give you that. Ghostface Killah, Lauryn Hill, come on, man.
She's not even
Kendrick Lamar.
That.
Now don't get me wrong. I like Kendrick Lamar, but come on, he only made 2 albums. How can you put him as one of the greatest of all time?
Yeah, he too new.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I like Ghostface, but I won't say he's top 10. But, shit, I think Ghostface
can
flow.
I'm a Ghostface Killah fan, dog. I think he's one of the best to come out the Wu-Tang. I think he's like, I would go far and say he's the most underrated out of the Wu-Tang. But greatest of all time? No. Mm-hmm. You can't put him in there and not put Pop.
I wouldn't put him on there. I mean, the bottom 5, I wouldn't put on that list. 10 through 6 would not be on the list.
Lil
Wayne, a fucking rapper.
Right. What the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill? What does she make after that? She's a one-hit wonder. Come
on,
man.
They can't even be going off record sales.
Okay, if I'm going on record
sales.
Exactly.
I mean,
you can't go off record sales.
Now sold Tupac. So they can't
now,
be going off of record sales.
I'm going to go as far as this. And you know that I'm not a PE fan. You know I'm not a KRS-One fan. But come on. How can you not put them in there?
Yeah, both of them need to be on the list. Especially KRS-One.
You got to have... KRS-One, Chuck D. I might not like him, but they're like 2 of the most prolific rappers that we ever had. And you
I
just
love Chuck D. I even know who Chuck D is.
That's
right.
Point,
how can you not? Like I said, I'm not a PE fan, but it is what it is. The boy is great. The boy is a lyrical genius.
Yeah.
And you got to put Chuck D in there? Come on, man.
Yeah, that's a bogus list, man. It's a bogus list.
I just
at least the last 5 should not be on there. Because I could put 5
mean, and the,
right now better than Kendrick Lamar.
Exactly.
I just don't
get that list, man.
I don't put
man.
Rick on that list.
Greatest storyteller of all time.
Right. It was always a debate between him and Rakim. But you put Rakim on the list, but not Slick Rick? Come on.
Oh, yeah. We talk about Slick Rick.
greatest story, one of the greatest storytellers of all time. Now, then they talking about, they based it on stage presence and all. Come on now. Stage presence?
Right. How does that fit into the category? How does that make you the
right.
best of all time?
And now, here's the thing, what they said about Tupac. They said Tupac is one of the great, he can write raps great, but his deliverance don't put him in the top 10. Really? I know people 70 years old talking about, how do you want it? How do you feel? You know what I'm saying? I see them all over talking about, I'm putting switches on bitches like I'm fixing hydraulics. Really? You
well,
got
I mean,
motherfuckers 70.
Your record, so. I guess 20 million motherfuckers don't know what they're talking about.
I don't see why
exactly.
people like Jay-Z.
Huh?
I don't see what people like in Jay-Z.
Jay-Z can rap. I can't stand that motherfucker, but he can go. That motherfucker
Jay-Z's a lyricist. I will give him that. Oh, Lord, y'all have made me forget my man, Big Daddy Kane. Come on, man, come on.
No, sorry, dog, but Kane don't make the greatest of all time list, dog.
She is. In my book, he do. I don't like KRS-One, but I give him his that. Man, come on, lyrically, come on now. Lyrically, Kane could go with anybody.
We talking about all time. Take being a fan of Big Daddy Kane out of it.
Okay.
And can you think of 10 motherfuckers that was better than him?
No, I can't think of 10. I can think of some, but not 10. No.
Why LL not on the list?
You know what? Good point. If y'all talking about showing, you say L should be on the list?
I don't think he's. Hey, I'm a huge LL fan.
Mm-hmm.
I like LL, but I can't say he's one of the 10 best rappers of all time. I can't say that.
The GOAT? Come on, man. I mean, because my thing is this. Okay, let's just say, okay, we may not agree on everybody, but now. I'm going to put LL in there just on longevity alone.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Come on, man. He came out in the early 80s, and he was relevant. For, he had a, come on, L had a good 20-year run.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, like I say, I'm an LL fan. I still bump his shit today. But I don't know if I could say he was one of the best of all time.
Man.
I don't know if I can say that. And I'm a huge fan.
What about my man Cube?
Cube should
He wrote N.W.A. I mean, I can't even say he wrote songs. He wrote N.W.A. Shit.
I can't stand that much. I don't like Ice Cube. I don't like that motherfucker. But he should be on the list. I'll give him that. He is one of the best of all time. I'm not one of his fans. But right is right. He should have been on the list.
Okay. What about Snoop?
Hell to the no.
What?
Hell to the no.
Really? Dude. You don't think Snoop's...
Dude. After Snoop left Dre, listen to one of his songs.
Oh, I love them.
Any one of them.
When he was with, both No Limit albums, I love both his No Limit albums. I did, honestly. That's honestly and truly, I love both his No. Now, the new shit that he put out, I can take and leave that, but shit.
He only got one song from No Limit. I like the remix of the Symphony. I did like that song. I like Mystical on that song.
Shit.
But if
Wolf
motherfucker, you do, go back and listen to this motherfucker.
I listened to it.
Listen
I was a fan of it.
Let
I
me
bought
finish.
The albums, dog.
let me finish. Listen to the beat.
I like
and
the
then
beat.
Listen to him rap over the beat. That motherfucker is never on beat. That song
like
he did
it.
That go to church. They go to church song he did with Cube. He was fucking horrible.
I love that song.
He
I
was
love
terrible.
That, song.
That motherfucker was off beat the whole song. He should not be on the list. No fucking way. They're right. They put that motherfucker as one of the best of all time. No fucking way.
Okay, okay.
Now,
maybe,
when he was with Dre, yeah.
Now, you know what? I would go as far as say Snoop should get an honorable mention. I'm not going to put him in the
top
50. 10, but he should get an honorable mention.
Top 50?
No.
I agree with you. He should be an honorable mention.
No. He gotta be in the top 20 now. I gotta put him in the top 20.
No fucking way, man. The dude can't rap.
No. We gotta go by. See, you're not listening to what they said. They said the showmanship, longevity, stage presence, and deliverance. Come on, man.
He off beat. I ain't never seen him in concert, so I can't talk about his show presence, his stage presence. I don't know. I ain't never seen a motherfucking concert. But when I listen to his song, that's something big.
He had you singing his 187 on the motherfucking cop.
Because he was with Dre.
Come on now. Let's go with Rakim.
He should be higher.
But here's one thing. Now, let's see. Paid in Full, no doubt a classic. Follow the Leader, another classic.
Best album ever. Best album ever.
Okay. Hold on, man. Like you said, what happened after that?
What you mean?
Garbage. Check the technique.
Garbage.
Garbage.
Like Rakim, all he has to do is two albums, and he already established.
Nah.
Hold on, man. We got a new caller, man. Hold on. Oh, it's Liquor Store.
What's happening?
How do I go from, we got a new caller to, it's just Liquor Store? Hey, y'all.
I know you've been listening, so don't come here talking about MC Light should be on the list.
No. I was not.
Well, hell, I put her before Lauryn Hill.
Before Lauryn Hill, you damn straight. And if that's the shit that they were basing it on, I gotta agree with Cass. You gotta put, okay, maybe you never been to a Snoop show, but you have seen Snoop perform on some sort of venue somewhere on TV, or he just got through hosting the latest, which was garbage, but the latest Lil War show. I mean, he kicked ass, even if the talent boo-boo, but he did the damn thing. In terms of, like you said, longevity, there's a bunch of people that don't deserve. I mean, if you don't put Pac on the list, it's only because he didn't last very long. But while he was doing it, he was killing everybody. Everything, everywhere. It didn't matter who you were or where you came from.
Wait a minute, what you mean he didn't last long? His music is still popping today.
No, I'm saying in terms of him, you know, continuing. Yeah, his shit's still bang.
People
watch Jumping Tupacalypse. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But I'm saying, well, see, because if that's the case, Biggie only made two albums.
Exactly.
And has he number one?
Pac got
he's the best rapper ever. No fucking way. I can't stand that motherfucker.
But then, like both of y'all said, this is coming from the Billboard Awards. They don't really even deal with rap and hip hop and R&B. They deal with rock and roll and that type of music. So for them to come out with this kind of a list and have those people on it, it kind of makes sense. Because Billboard, they're not rap oriented. You ain't never seen.
And how? How do you not, I mean, and I understand. I understand that it was probably, maybe it was a, I'm assuming that it was just like a single we gonna put out, or single performance. But even still, even if you're putting out single performance, I'm sorry, you cannot, and I repeat, you cannot put out a greatest rappers of all time without putting Run DMC in there. I don't give a damn if it was a single list.
I was just
trying to.
Yeah.
Technically,
yeah.
You know what?
There's
another group that
should
have been on that list. Y'all may not agree with this, but the motherfuckers was bad. Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys. I thought you was about to say that.
And
I get you that.
They broke all kind of records.
Mm-hmm.
License to Ill. I mean, even though we kind of like slid off of them because they kind of went more rock and roll, they still was going platinum every album.
Yeah. Everybody love Beasties. They still play Beasties on some stations to this day.
Shit, that Paul Revere, come on. Zip, 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 zip.
Yep,
shit.
You already know who it is. Yeah.
I just read a story on them, man. Them motherfuckers worth $30 million today.
And
they made
one
year, 20 years. They worth $30
million. Right, because they never stopped going platinum. Like I said, they went more rock and roll. So it was like the white boys kind of gravitated to them where we kind of lost interest in them. But they never... They never stopped going platinum.
Well, man, I could just go through Buff City list and name off 10 motherfuckers better than fucking Chingy or Kendrick Lamar, and Lil Wayne should not be on that fucking list.
Not even. Lil Wayne fell off after the Carter 3, if you ask me. But Lauryn Hill, now, if you think about it, she did rap while she was with the Fugees, but she was still a rapper. I mean, I'm not giving her the credit. I don't think she deserves to be on that list at all. Like you said, MC
you should
Light.
Put Queen Latifah on
Queen
that list.
Queen Latifah, exactly. Queen Latifah, shit.
Who you calling a bitch? You and I, T-Y.
Yeah. And that still bumps to this day.
I couldn't stand that damn song. You bitch.
I think MC Light was better than her, though. Just my opinion.
I
think
it's
the coldest female ever.
Oh, shit. You rock the party that rocks the body.
Between her and Eve, I think there was the two coldest females ever pick up a mic.
Shit. You know what? You know what, Timer? I didn't even think about. You got Eve. You got fucking Trina. You got Foxy. You got all these other people. You got Nikki, who I don't particularly like Nikki, but she's banging out shit.
No way near the best of all time.
Oh, hell no, not at all. But she's still banging out shit.
You can have a top 50 female best of all time list, and she still should make that list.
I agree. I think all of their ass is garbage.
No. You know what? I've actually listened to her. I've actually listened to some of her lyrics. She's okay. She's not. I mean, because of her persona, and it's like, okay, the TNA is what's selling you. But she's actually okay. I'm not gonna say she's the MC Light or the Queen Latifah, but she's okay.
She is lyrically. She do know how to put some shit together that make you be like, oh, you know what I mean, every once in a while, but.
No fucking
I
way.
I wouldn't put her on nobody's greatest
I'll
list
go
ever.
With the,
well,
hell,
you know what? If this the list that they got out, they should have put Drake on now. What?
Who made the Supersonic song? What was them girls' name?
JJ Fad.
JJ Fad.
They better than her. And they was a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, that's all JJ Fad. They had two songs.
She only reveling because of Lil Wayne, man. She down with the Cash Money thing. That's it.
They could have put Apache on the list before they put motherfucking who did you say Cash? Fuck, they put Wayne on the list. Yeah, you gangsta bitch, man.
Well, I mean, come on.
I like the Apache.
Better than Apache.
I like the Apache.
Now, hold on. Now, Apache was a lyricist.
Yes, and that's what we're talking about. Lyrically speaking, when you're talking about a rapper is telling stories. A rapper is giving you something to think about. He's putting you in, you know what I'm saying, a certain state of mind. He's making you visualize what he's, you know, the story that he's telling. So when you think about, when I think about rap, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm trying to see, okay, throughout, okay, for a perfect example, they could have put Will Smith on that motherfucking list before they put some of them other people. Because I'm thinking about Nightmare on My Street. Nightmare on My Street, from beginning to end, this man told you about his whole
life. Hold on, dog. Wait a minute. Hold on. Before you say no, I'm going to tell you, I'm a Will Smith fan. And
yeah,
Big Willie got it going on. I'm a Big Willie fan.
Yeah.
Get jiggy with it. I can get jiggy to that shit. I can get jiggy to that shit.
Hey,
come on, man.
Just the two of us? Are you serious? Boy.
I can think of a whole bunch of people I put on the list before him. I'll put Ice T on the list before him. The pioneer of gangsta rap.
Never
gonna don't put him on the list. He created gangsta rap.
Who?
Ice T.
Nah, hell no.
Nah.
Ice T was the first gangsta rapper.
Maybe, but they didn't say gangsta rapper. They just said rapper. They said best rappers of all time. They didn't specify what category.
You gotta put the best gangsta rapper of all time on the list. He created it. He created it.
Okay, well. Now, hold on.
He created the foul mouthedness, the nastiness.
Hold on now. Hold on. Where's Scarface at?
Right, where's
Scarface?
He should be on the list.
Where's Short? You know what I mean?
No.
No, hell no. No.
No, but I'm
not
the
bitch. Ain't a word. No, hell no. You do not have to put Too Short is not going on that list.
I said before you put Lauryn Hill on a rapper's list, you put Short on it.
No.
Neither one of them belong on the list.
Man, neither one.
I can think of 20 motherfuckers that you're going to list before Too Short.
I'm not going to disagree. But hell, you ain't even got NWA on that list.
Nobody from NWA. No Dre.
Nobody from NWA.
No Q. No Yella. No. Hell, I'd have put Yella on there before I put motherfucking Kendrick Lamar on there.
Well, I would put
Yella
on
that
list except Q. Nobody else from NWA should be on that list but Ice Cube. Sorry. And I'm a huge MC Ren fan. But Q was the best motherfucker out the group. I hate to say it, but he was. But I still think EZ won the battle. Well, Q won it with no Vaseline, but that EZ disc was good as hell, too. Real motherfucking G's.
I just don't think
that's but
Billboard.
He didn't go out the Cube, though.
Billboard is not the right even face to even be putting out a rapper's list. They're not even the right fucking people to be doing it. They don't even deal with rap like that.
Nah, there's
they're,
nothing credible
they're rock
about
that.
He went out the Cube. He went out to Dre on that one, but it still was one of the best diss songs ever written. Just my opinion. I think it was the best.
Okay.
I think it was way better than No Vaseline. No Vaseline was good.
Get the fuck out of here. You
I think
crazy.
No Motherfucking Jesus was better than No Vaseline.
Man, you fucked up. Hey, only motherfucking song that's better than No Vaseline is Hit 'Em Up.
Hit 'Em Up was good. Hit 'Em Up was real good.
Hit 'Em Up is the best diss song of all time.
I can't agree with that. The Kool Moe Dee song with LL was the best diss song ever.
No, I'm
when
sorry.
He was like lower level, lackluster, lame, lazy, limited.
Man, everybody got tired of his. I don't want to hear all the L, lighter, luster, lizard, lady, lighting, lighting, cool, hot.
You can't think about it like that, dude. You got to think about it. This was the early 80s. Nobody was rapping like that.
I mean, it wasn't nothing. See, wasn't nothing about that. I mean, it was good for its time, but longevity? Longevity? No. You play that song now, motherfuckers be like, get that garbage out of here. You play Hit 'Em Up, motherfuckers like, okay, there you go. You play
not
no Vaseline.
A real hip hop head would, they appreciate that song. That song changed a whole bunch of shit in rap, man. Motherfuckers weren't even rapping, doing battle raps like that. They was different.
Yeah, they was.
The first motherfucker to use a name. Mo Dee's first motherfucker to use a name on a song, on a diss song. Motherfucker to do it.
Hold on, bro. Now I gotta say that you're wrong. What do you think the rap game, what do you think rapping came from? Motherfuckers been battling for years.
I'm talking about on a record. On a record. I'm not talking about a battle rap in a park. I'm talking about on a fucking record. He was the first motherfucker to use a name. He used LL's real name on a record. He was the first rapper to do that.
Okay, but it's, just because you the first don't make you the best.
Mm.
Best on record.
That's true. Hey, you know what? Y'all might disagree with me on this one, but... You said Nas is on this list. You don't even know what I'm gonna say.
Who?
No, I'm just fucking.
You said Nas is on this list.
Nas belongs on the list.
I'd rather hear Busta than Nas.
Have you ever heard Ether?
That's one fucking song.
Have you ever heard Nas made a song called One Mic? Have you ever heard that song before? You should listen to that song before you say he don't deserve to be on the list.
But
that's
saying,
one of the best songs ever written in history of rap.
Man, motherfucking lyrically, I think Busta could take Nas and ball him up, chew him up, and spit him out.
You need to smoke the rest of that blunt you just put out.
Being on the top of it, but no, think about it. Think about talently. Busta can twist and he can rap flow.
He is nowhere near better than Nas.
What?
Well, now, hold on. Wait. Hold on. Now, it stage presence, they said all that plays a part in this. Busta has one of the best shows you ever want to see in your life.
Yes, he does. I saw him live.
Now, I've seen Busta Rhymes in concert. Busta has one of the best shows you ever want to see in your life. I've seen Nas in concert. Nas just walk up and down the stage. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's go on this. Hey, I kind of got to agree with her. I kind of like Busta better than Nas.
Yeah. And then think about it. I mean, Busta got shit out there from when that nigga looked like his breath stank all the way up until he cut his hair that, you know what I'm saying, still kind of bangs. That still kind of bangs.
Then if you...
on the stage with Nas. No fucking way.
And while look at the longevity. Busta been around since it's just another case of that old PTA. Shit. Busta been out since the 80s.
Since them big ass. Nas
been out damn near
dead as hell.
No, Nas came out in the 90s. Came out with, which we call brought him out? Dude from third base, Search.
Nas is one of the best lyricists in rap.
Yeah, all right. But, I mean, Ether was the shit, but, nah.
No,
other than that.
Don't listen to One Mic, man.
I heard One Mic. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I got it.
One Mic is all right. One Mic ain't no motherfucking.
All right. It's one of the best songs ever written.
All right.
Man, if we go, okay, let's take all this stage press and all that bullshit out. If we go by just fucking lyrics. Busta Rhymes couldn't hold Nas' jockstrap, man. On just straight lyrics, telling a story, no fucking way.
Man,
he coming out that
woo,
he come with all that shit he want.
I totally
Nas
disagree.
Nas
totally disagree. Nas want to throw shit at you that make you think that, you know what I'm saying, he's something that he ain't. You know what I mean?
He's a fucking hypocrite.
Huh?
He's
exactly.
A fucking hypocrite.
Exactly. And like Jay said, just because a nigga wear a koofy don't mean that he right. So, you know what I'm saying? This the same motherfucker who went out here talking shit about this, talking shit about that, but but motherfucking ain't with his wife no more, and she done took him to child support court. So after all of this shit, and to get right, black
man,
and
all
this
other
shit, it got a lot to do with everything, because if that's
that
what
ain't
you
got
doing,
to do with his ability
that's
to
what
rap.
You rapping about, but that's not how you living.
Shit, I think Lil Wayne is a better lyricist than fucking Busta Rhymes.
And that's because you have a distorted sense of opinion.
It don't matter. I don't like neither one of them. But I still think Lil Wayne, he'll tear Busta Rhymes' ass up on stage.
Yeah, just
put the mic
fact,
on
Busta and Wayne did a song together.
And drop a beat. There's
Busta
no way Busta Rhymes can hold that. He can't fuck with Lil Wayne.
You remember Look At Me Now? It's Chris Brown, Busta, and Wayne. Listen to that song.
Busta killed
Wayne.
That song.
Busta killed
that song. Well, you know what? I think that we all in agreement that the white boy deserves to be on there.
Who, Nim?
Eminem?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Especially before you go. I mean, I'm not going to take nothing away from Ghostface because he did have some shit out there that beat and some shit that made you think, but come on.
He shouldn't be on the list, and I am. Wu-Tang is my second favorite group of all time. I love the Klan, but he should not be on the list.
And I think if you're going to put...
That man should be on there before Ghostface.
If you're going to put any of Wu out there, you should put the whole Wu as a clique instead of just picking one.
I say put Old Dirty Bastard.
And
I say put Old Dirty
Bastard.
I got
shame on you when you step to the Old Dirty Bastard, Brooklyn. That was my shit right there. I don't know what the fuck he was saying, but that was my shit.
No, you got to put Method Man on that list, man.
I'm saying the Wu collectively, the whole Wu, all of them collectively, not just one member of the Wu. There's like 10 of them.
Nah, I ain't putting RZA or GZA nowhere.
Oh, no, I was about to say RZA turned out to be a better actor than fucking
shit,
rap.
RZA can flow.
I'm not taking nothing away from his flow, but I like him as an actor. I would rather see him on the big screen than to, you know what I mean, hear him in my head.
Not
I would
me.
Rather watch him perform.
Not me. Riz a bad motherfucker.
You remember American
All right, well,
Boys. He played the shit out of his character.
We can all agree that what we can all agree on is that top 10 Billboard is some bullshit.
The bottom five is. The top five deserve to be on that list. But them last 5 months, that 10 through 6, them motherfuckers, they should not be on that list.
Well, regardless of who deserves to be on that list, we all in agreement that top 10 is some bullshit.
I agree.
All right. Damn.
Yeah, that was like pulling teeth.
To get this motherfucker to agree with me, yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was. Shit, if it didn't have Tupac on it, it's bogus anyway. Any
right.
List.
I agree.
I mean, come on. That motherfucker rolling over in this grave. Kendrick Lamar is better than me. Lauryn Hill, I dissed that bitch.
He did.
Right. But bitch, I cut your face. This ain't no motherfucking movie. Man, come on.
Carter, Fugees and Mobb Deep want to diss now? I ain't scared of nothing.
That shit is crazy.
I'm about ready to go put that shit in right now. I'm finna go ride on some enemies. I don't even have no enemies that I know of.
Well, you better sit your ass
down. I
just want
to hear that song. I said that I know of. Ain't nobody said shit to my face, so fuck them.
Girl, sit your little ass down. Ain't nobody
said shit. Whatever. Ain't nobody said shit to my face, so fuck them. And I ain't
shit.
All right. I had no fucking idea. She just want to ride on her enemies. Ain't got none. She just want to ride on some enemies.
Fuck, you ain't got none more to ride, huh?
Yeah, just want to ride.
creation.
Shit, I need to ride on your enemies then. Like,
I ain't got no. I hope I ain't got no. I really hope I don't.
Yeah, I think I'm
I don't
too old to have enemies.
Hell yeah, shit. We talk about it while I'm loading this pistol. Okay. Now that we got that off our chest.
Yeah.
And we feel like we are. All right, check this out. What we need to do, or what we're going to do, in the future, in the near future, we going to start with, because, hey, man, Father Time got his shit going. I guess whenever he helped me get my shit going. These T-shirts finna be back in effect now. We finna get these T-shirts going. And we won't, hey, we trying to flood everybody. Now, once we get the whole selection of how we going to get them going, we going to post them on up. Look here, we posted them on our site. We're posting them on our site. Custom T-shirts, you know what I'm saying? If you want the CN City logos, we're going to have it all. We're going to be doing the damn thing. But we need some participation from y'all to just get on the site, you know what I'm saying? We may go on Facebook or something, but home headquarters, it's CNCityRadioShow.com. So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get them shirts going.
Yeah, y'all
man,
go ahead.
I'm out.
Look at my pictures from Mexico I posted on there. Tequila and shit. It's all on the site.
Hey, man, let me get along, because, shit, you done been to Mexico, you done been here, you done been to fucking Florida, or...
I ain't got no money.
Shit, give me a goddamn. Let me get along. I give it back.
I ain't got no money. So
I'll
give it back.
I'm sorry.
That motherfucker said that quick. Yeah, he can. You can't get that whole sentence out. I ain't got no money. That motherfucker got that quick, and he said it seriously.
Yeah.
I ain't got no money.
Got some. You got a travel agent or some shit.
And it sounds just like my sister.
Except I was just playing. So.
Okay, Carly, her answer is let me. I'm hanging up.
She probably would.
Oh, yeah, sir.
Searching the phone. Hey, can you let me, nope, I ain't got it. I gotta go back to work.
Motherfuckers kill me acting funny when they get a little money.
Yeah, I heard that too. I heard motherfuckers act funny. Like, wow, really? It is what it is. Yeah. You know, you help the people you want to help, and everybody else, you just say fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I think if you come into any kind of money, where you could do something, you should do something for the motherfuckers that was there for you when you ain't had shit.
Mm-hmm.
That stayed on your side. You know what I mean? And that's exactly what I did.
No, I agree.
I took all my friends out that was able to go anyway. And that's what I did. Shit, fuck everybody else. Fuck them.
I agree wholeheartedly.
I think you should do that, man. You know what I'm saying? I gave money to the church. I don't even go to church. Well, I still gave money to the church. I was blessed.
Okay. But anyway, I'm just saying that my people, my close personals, my circle, yeah, I'm going to help out. But, dude, I'm telling you, I'm going to be real with you. I'm not helping everybody out. I'm sorry. Everybody's not getting their hands in my money. I'm sorry. Now, I'm going to help who I want to help. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, when I ain't got shit, and motherfuckers say, hey, here you go. Here. You know what I'm saying? Or it ain't even got to be about here. Motherfucker, when you're down, and motherfucker just have a kind word for you. That motherfucker, yeah. But motherfuckers just think they finna just, oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm related to you, so you gotta get me. No, the fuck, I don't. I ain't gotta, and I'm not.
Oh, because when I was over here eating bologna sandwiches, you didn't bring me no steaks and pork chops.
It wasn't anybody. You didn't have to bring me a steak and pork chop. It's a simple, you just, shit, I'm just not doing it.
I feel you, dog. I feel you.
And
paying.
I'm not going to let no, and I'm going to tell you this, too. I'm not going to let a motherfucker bully me into it. I don't give a fuck what. I'm going to tell you, probably the only motherfucker that probably could say something to me in a sense, and I'm going to take it to a certain extent, is my mama. After that, it's over. I mean, because my thing is this. That's just like, okay, me and you. Anything that you would ever give me, dog, I would be appreciative for it. I'm not going to say I deserve a set amount of anything that you had. But now, if you gave me anything, cool, I'm good with that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this motherfucker only gave me such and such. And when a motherfucker gets acting like that, that's when you like, all right, you know what? Fuck all y'all.
Mm-hmm. I know the feeling. But hey, motherfuckers count my money. Like, goddamn, the fuck? I know how much
so
I
they
got.
They tried to. I'm a fuck, so they probably took about such and such and such for that. And
I hate that.
Ooh,
motherfuckers
what?
Trying to figure out how much taxes they took. Come on, man. Why are you worried about what I got anyway? Fuck you. Worry about what you got. Fuck
well,
you
how much does that truck cost?
Oh, yeah, I got a lot of that. Man, that had to run you up 40, 50? None of your motherfucking business. If I didn't tell you, apparently I didn't want you to know.
Oh.
So if you don't know how much my truck costs, guess what? I didn't want you to know. Fuck you.
I ain't buy it. It was a gift, bitch.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, to be honest with you, man, only a certain select few people know how much I got. Very small amount.
No, how are you supposed to cap it?
But, shit, man, these motherfuckers, man, was coming out of woodwork, man. Invest on some dope. You ain't got to touch nothing. I'm like, what? Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit, man. No fucking dope dealer. I can go to work every day. You know what I'm saying?
Really? Did somebody actually come to you with that?
Yes. Yes, they did. Family member. Family member wanted me to invest in some dope. I'm dead serious, dude.
Wow.
I'm dead serious, man. For real. I was like, incredible. Are you fucking serious? I haven't sold a piece of a dope in 20 years, man. What the fuck is wrong with you? Fuck out of here with that bullshit. Oh, you ain't got to touch nothing. Nobody even got to know you got nothing to do with this. Yeah, until you get caught. Then what? Fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, you know,
go ahead.
Here's my thing with that one, dog. Okay. Motherfucker come to you and say, all right, dog. Because evidently whoever this was must still call themselves hustling. So in order for you to need my money, in order for you to deem my money, you must not be good at this shit, because you ain't where you need to be.
I guess.
I mean, think about it now. Now, Janine, let me ask you. If you see me nickel and dime selling weed for the past 10 years, and you come to a lump sum of money, and I say, well, damn, Janine, why don't you buy me like 4 pounds? Shit, we're going to make this shit jump. Nigga, in 10 years, you ain't got to them 4 pounds yet?
Exactly. Mm-mm. You need to get on and find something else. You need a new career.
You need a job. 9 to 5 might work.
Status. That's when CDs, mixtapes out your trunk, maybe.
Okay.
Something. Shit. You do a DVD burner. Shit. Sell some movies. I did that shit. DVDs, CDs, 315.
You know what, though? I seen this video on Facebook where a guy was saying he was like the real nigga. The definition of a real nigga. And he made so much sense because it's like he was like the real. If you call yourself a real nigga, you like at the bottom of the totem pole. First of all, we black men, we need to do what we need to do. But then it was just like everything he was saying, it was just like making sense about how all these motherfuckers out here running around talking all this shit, but then motherfuckers like us get downgraded, you know. And he was saying how the women downgrade us too. You know, oh, that motherfucker ain't shit. Fuck him. He can't buy me shit. All right, this motherfucker might be able to buy you something for now. But when that motherfucker get caught, put behind that glass and them motherfucking bars, he can't do a motherfucking thing for you.
She moving on to the next motherfucker.
No, now here's the thing. A lot of them hold him down because he a real nigga. Now, my thing is, how real is this motherfucker? We all took penitentiary chances. Okay. But when you are age and you ain't established, let it go.
It's time to move on. That's not your cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And to be honest with you, dog, you know what my definition of a real brother is? That motherfucker that take care of his family, that motherfucker that raise his kids, that motherfucker that get up every morning and go to work, that's a real motherfucker to me. I don't give a fuck all that dope shit. That don't make you real.
No.
Real motherfucker take care of his business. You know what I mean? He make sure his family got food on the table. He do what he got to do. And doing what you got to do don't mean selling dope. There's a whole bunch of other hoes you can do other than selling fucking dope, man. Fuck that. That's my definition.
All right, I'm going to ask, okay, and I'm going to start with you, Janae.
Mm-hmm.
We're about the same age. What, a year apart or so? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You meet a guy that's our age. Now, he's still hustling. He's hustling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, back in the day, he probably was on top. But he make his tools and fuse. How would you look at him? Do you give him that respect as if you gave him? Because, I mean, he's hustling. He's making a living. Let's just say that. He's making a living. And he ain't boss balling. He's making a living. What do you categorize him as?
I don't know, but, I mean, if I met you and you still hustling at this age, I wouldn't talk to you. I mean, if you still doing that and you haven't come up with no other plan, even if you were, you know, balling at the beginning, then what did you do? What happened?
You hit that drop, baby.
Okay, well, okay, I'm not about to, especially if you're not trying to get out of that life. To me, people who still doing it that long, they ain't ever trying to get out because they don't ever want to have that 9-to-5 job.
Those are people that don't want to work.
They don't want to have that, to go into an office every day or, you know, to clock in and all this and that. They are telling you that. So I wouldn't even start in a relationship like that because it just seems like that's what something that they don't want to do.
I think if you are age selling dope, you should be living in a motherfucking penthouse. You should. I mean, if you want the motherfucker to say, yeah, man, I've been hustling for the last 20 years.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And you still living with your woman.
I agree with you.
Man, 20 years?
I agree with you. That's a long motherfucking time to be out there selling dimes.
Exactly.
That's a long time to be chopping up a motherfucker, chopping up ounces.
You should be in a motherfucking penthouse. I'm sorry, you should be living on Fifth Avenue or some fucking way. You shouldn't still be in the motherfucking hood.
Yeah, my thing is you should still be out there selling yourself. Now, if you messing with the big weight, you know what I'm saying, and you got other people doing shit for you, that's different.
And you living like that, but you in the penthouse.
Exactly.
Because these motherfuckers coming back from you.
Yes. So you should
you in the penthouse.
Settled.
They still living in the projects.
Exactly.
You 50 years old. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you still buying $50 bags, cutting them up at 50
right,
years old.
Right.
Get
the
fuck out of here.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, shit, I'm 42, and I got a bald spot at the top, so ain't no way out there. I'm sitting out there with youngin' talking about shit. I got next serve.
Right.
I got next serve. Man, it's a
motherfucker.
And I got a bad knee. Here comes police. Oh, God damn. I just got to throw my shit. I said, fall down.
Right.
You goddamn right.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. A motherfucker our age shouldn't be calling himself no fucking hustler, man. I'm sorry. You just shouldn't because you're not a hustler. That's not your game. You know what I'm saying? You might be a bad motherfucker and you when you 20, 23, 24. But come on, man. You 50 years old now. And you still out there doing that dumb shit? Come on, man. Oh. Time to grow up. I'm sorry. It's time to grow up. I ain't trying to offend nobody. If you 50 years old, son of dope, more power to you. But you need a new hustle, bro. You need a new hustle.
But that's just like that show power too.
You say that? What was that?
No, they ballers though.
That's just like that show power. But he's trying to be legit.
Though.
I understand, but it's like, okay, you big time, you done made all this money. He trying to be legit. She still want him to keep selling drugs. What type of shit is that?
And that's a fucked up ass woman. That is a fucked up ass attitude to have for a woman to want your man to go out there and sell dope.
Exactly. That's
you
what
telling
I
this motherfucker
said.
To kill motherfuckers to keep the motherfucking dope game going. Hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
What up, man, Drew?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chandler.
Say, did you be out there with them damn dime sacks?
I didn't gave all that shit up, bro. He just said, I'm 44 years old. Fuck them drugs.
I can't do
but now,
it,
hold,
dog.
Hold on, man. Janine, I want you to finish what you were saying. Because I think she's a fucked up ass person, too.
Yeah, I think that's fucked up. If, you know, you started on selling drugs and now you done made it. When you made enough money and you got a business going and things like that, and your woman still wants you to sell drugs, that's fucked up.
That's what she used to, though.
Woman.
Yeah, she messed up, but that's just what she used to. That's what she used to seeing him doing.
Yeah,
okay.
But come on.
And that's why he's sending necklaces to his ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That motherfucker got a ton of money, dude. They got more money than they can
fucking
spend.
Oh, he the king,
too.
Yeah, he the king.
Exactly.
So, I mean, come on, what she want? She willing for this motherfucker to go to jail. I don't
yeah.
give a
exactly.
fuck what he got to do. You
and
keep
more
this
than
shit
likely,
going.
That's what she gunning for. That's what she gunning for because she thinks she going to get everything, that, you know what I'm saying, the charge of everything when he do go down.
Well, I saw one episode
where she was like, he wanted to go legit. He talking to her about going legit. You know what she told him? You
yeah.
changing. You ain't the same.
You changing.
To say
mm-hmm.
he wanted to go legit.
Yeah. Hey, but you know what? This is the killing part though about that whole show. You know, because I love power. You know, what
do
I'm
I?
But,
I think it's a great show. I think it's better than Empire.
It's way better than Empire. almost choked. Shit. But what I was saying though is that she just feel like if he went legit, that she wouldn't have the lifestyle and everything that, you know, say that she's accustomed to now. You know what I'm saying? Because she's rich. You know what I'm saying? So she's like, if he got to put all his money in that club and did it that way, it still would be the same way because that club is making him major money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But she don't see it like that. You know what I'm saying? She wants that fast money with all them keys.
Not only that, he was smart enough. Now he owns 3 clubs.
So he took it from the white man.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He owns 3 clubs now. And, I mean, it's just like, motherfuckers, I'm serious. But you got motherfuckers out there like that. Motherfuckers don't care. They like, fuck that. I won't. Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question, though. Because, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you and Father Time, y'all real tight. You know what I'm saying? Like Tommy and Ghost, right? What would you do if you and Father Time was in that position? You know what I'm saying? Would you turn on your boy? You like Tommy finna do, get ready to do? And Ghost had his back since day one.
No, you know what? I would go down trying to make him understand, because at this point, I mean, dude, there's no way. I mean, like I said, me and him got 30 plus years. As friends. Dog, if I ain't never tried to hurt you in 30 years, what the fuck make you think I'm going to try to hurt you now?
Right.
But you got to think about Tommy's character. Tommy's all about the streets.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've been knowing each other that long, too, though.
I'm sorry, dog. I mean, if I got to walk away from you, I will. If I got to walk away from you, I will. But hurting you... No, but the fact that you want to hurt me, I mean,
yeah.
God damn.
I mean, because I was thinking, though. Like that white girl got him twisted up real good, though.
Oh, she got his head
fucked up. But see, that's my whole thing. You got that. But, dude, like they told, man, we got enough money. Our kids ain't going to want for shit.
Shall
our kids ain't going to want for shit. Them motherfuckers are rich.
Yeah, they stupid rich.
Right.
You see all that money they had at the laundromat?
Right.
Exactly.
Bang.
My point exactly. Kind of fuck. Dog, I can't spend all it. Think about this. All right. On some real shit, now, let's just say you had $35 million. $35 million after taxes, after all the bullshit, you walk away with $35 million. Now, let's just say we're not kids anymore. None of us are in our early 20s. So we pretty much all know how to budget or manage money to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's just say, I mean, even with me, I know that I'm probably the type that would, out of everybody on here, I'll probably be the one that splurges the most. But
I might have you.
Well, whatever the case is. Let's just say you splurged $5 million. Let's just say you splurged.
Right.
You bought your house, your cars, whatever, your boat, whatever you wanted to buy. Now, let's just say all this shit came up to $5 million.
Right.
Okay. You still sitting on $30 million. What else do you need?
You wouldn't be able to spend it, man.
Exactly.
You
know what I'm saying?
You could spend it.
Yeah, on some frivolous shit that you don't need.
Yeah, that you don't need. Right,
well,
I agree
see,
with
that.
Right, you put
here's
bowling alleys in your house and shit. You go.
Well,
and
see, here's the
done.
Thing. Okay, and I probably could do that, and I bet you I could do all that within that $5 million. See, that's
million.
The whole
right,
thing.
Right.
Cause, see, we're not celebrities. I mean, we would be quiet millionaires. Like, let's just say, okay, liquor store, you hit the Powerball. Yeah, you might be one of the richest motherfuckers out there, but you would never have the status of Halle Berry. You know what I'm saying? Not the, you know, not in a negative light, but the world would never know you like they know Halle Berry or anything
right,
like that.
Right.
So there's no need for you to have to maintain a certain image. You do what the fuck. You get right here and you good.
Yeah.
You ain't got to worry about nothing else.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And with them, it's the same thing. See, yeah, they these big-time drug dealers, but the world really don't know them. Now, unless you're ready for the world to know you and all this shit, then you're good, especially Tommy. Now, Ghost like, okay, I want to open these businesses. I want to do this. I want to do that. Tommy, you can sit back in that little loft that you live in and be rich for the rest of your fucking life.
Rest of your life. And go and
snort all the cocaine you want. Fuck all the bitches you want. And then the fucked up part is that you ain't even got to do a goddamn thing because
nothing.
Ghost is doing everything and giving
everything.
You hands.
Yeah, and giving you hands. So that right there tells you. That tell you right there, he ain't have to hurt you. You know what I'm saying? I tell you, boy, hey, I don't mean no harm when I say this, but boy, pussy boy, show fuck up the world, boy.
I think Scarface said it best, pussy, a nigga's quickest downfall.
Man, hey, but the Lord see it fit that's what we needed. I don't see it, but that's what he says.
Well,
he Adam in the garden talking to them animals, and he's like, man, he don't need to be talking to them animals. Shit, let me get him somebody.
Yeah, good shit. Adam probably nailing them damn horses and them sheep and all that shit. Hold on, let me find something else, because this ain't right. This just don't look right.
Man, y'all
okay,
going to
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
I'm leaving that shit on.
Wait a minute.
About that.
Let me stop because I don't want no more hate mail from the preacher. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
we
just
started
crazy, man. I'm sorry.
Let's talk about Empire then.
I liked the show tonight. It was pretty cool.
Well,
I
haven't seen it yet.
I like the team performance tonight.
I think I'm on the second episode of the season. It don't drop my interest anymore.
When do Power come back on?
I don't think.
I don't think
Power come back on the
June.
January?
I know it's next year,
but I don't know when.
Yeah, it's got to be January, February.
Mm. I'm not too sure about that one.
I thought it started in winter.
Because, I mean, they went on hiatus. Last time they went on hiatus for damn near a year.
It was about 8-9 months.
That's because 50 Cent didn't want to do it no more.
Yeah, they did say that. They said he didn't want to do it no more. Because he's like executive producer of it, ain't he?
Right. He said it's too hard for him to find time to go film. So,
I think he gonna be a big character in this next one. I thought Ghost got him. Man, this nigga didn't burrow his way out the burning building.
Yeah, I'm going to watch the first episode just to see how he pulled that shit off.
Because
that whole motherfucking building was on fire around his ass.
Come on now, let's be realistic. And motherfucker, if you see a door and that fire on your ass, ain't you going to break your motherfucking neck to get up out of there?
That's
for your life, too?
Hell,
and he got
yeah.
a bullet in him, man. Come on. He got a bullet in him. I want to see how he got out of the fucking building. That's the only reason. I like the show.
But didn't Ghost pull gasoline on him, too?
He did. That motherfucker should have burned up.
That's what I thought.
He pulled the gas on him first. I did start pulling around the motherfucking warehouse.
It did start pulling around. So I did. Yeah, that's what I thought.
50 should have burned up like a motherfucker, man. There's no way he
should have
got out of that goddamn building.
Hey, but you know what? That's a cold-hearted nigga, though, boy. That nigga killed his son like he wasn't nothing.
Yeah, he sure did.
Hey, what'd he tell him? Shit, that wasn't my son. That was your son.
That was your son. That nigga was weak.
Hey, y'all, did y'all hear about, this was like the other day, like what's today, Wednesday, so this must have been like Monday or Sunday. Did y'all hear about the father who killed his son over biscuits and gravy?
Yep, I heard about that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Biscuits and gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Biscuits and gravy, baby.
The
father wanted biscuits.
It had to be something else to it.
Okay, from what I understand, this is what I read in the story, that the son, okay, Cass, I'm finna tell the story, and I know the details. The son was 22 years old, and apparently he had some sort of mental problem, and it said that he had been off his meds. So, you know, it doesn't go into details about how he was tripping or whatever, but apparently the father wanted two biscuits, and the son only gave him one biscuit, wouldn't give him another biscuit, and the argument escalated to the point where the father went and grabbed a gun, and he just shot him.
Damn.
There's got to be more to it. I mean, maybe the son will beat the fuck out of his ass or something.
But that's why I say the story doesn't go into... It's not that I don't know, but from what I read, it didn't go into whatever the son's psychological problems were, or that's all the story
said. I'm just saying, you know, them crazy motherfuckers strong as hell.
If the son
got mental problems, then the father
probably got
mental problems.
Right.
I was just about to say that.
Shit. This both the motherfuckers are crazy. He just beat him to the punch.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it said that the son was in a wheelchair. He wasn't even, you know what I mean?
I want my motherfucking biscuit, bitch.
As long as he said, I want two goddamn biscuits.
What about the one about the preacher and the wife? Y'all heard about that one?
Man, that preacher had something to do with that shit.
But this is crazy. He had an alibi though. He was at the gym.
What's the story?
They said it was a dude that was robbing houses in the neighborhood, right? He came up to this house where the preacher's wife, you know what I'm saying, was at, and he robbed the house.
Who was pregnant?
Yeah, and shot and killed her. Shot her in the head. Didn't he shoot her in the head?
Yeah,
I know he killed her though. But the preacher was gone to the gym. He had went to the gym that morning to work out, and when he came back home, he found his wife dead. You know what I'm saying? And they was tripping because they said that he didn't show no kind of emotions and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But he was like that. They was like that. He's the preacher though. You know what I'm saying? Like he's supposed to, you know, uphold the, you know, whatever that's supposed to be. You know. So that's the story.
That's okay. Some bullshit because they show all types of emotions in the pulpit. That's a damn lie.
Well, especially when the cash flow low. Especially when that money ain't coming. Shit. Them motherfuckers can show anger, frustration,
exactly.
Tears.
Yeah, he probably found out she was pregnant by somebody else.
Yeah, it could have been anything.
But now here's my thing. He just happened to be did the robber or the murderer, did he take anything out the house? He just came in and killed her.
I didn't hear that about if he took anything. I don't think I heard that
right.
He had broke in some other houses in the neighborhood.
Right, but this particular house, he didn't take nothing. He just killed her.
I guess he went in there, and you know this is just me thinking. He went in there to rob his mother because he might have been casing the joint. Seen the preacher leave, thinking nobody was there. Then when he got in there, he seen the wife there.
He panicked.
Yeah.
Did he get caught?
No, they ain't caught yet. They don't know who done it.
Man, that preacher was like, look here, I'm going to be out of here at 6:30, 6:45, you kill that bitch.
at all. I just want you to know.
I'm just saying. I mean, shit,
yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, the collection,
he didn't take
the collection
shit.
Play getting low. The collection play getting
hell
low.
Hell yeah.
I can get this insurance money, though.
Hell yeah, shit. Bill be a sacred church.
Yeah, you going to hell now.
With Sister Green. Me and Sister Green can build this other church.
Boy, you were silly.
Silly would be a
retarded. And they said Sister Green.
Yeah. Come on, sister. Let's go, sister. Come on.
She the first lady.
Say, man.
She's ready, too.
Right, now she the new first lady. And I would like to say that I'm glad to be the first lady. I mean, come on. Dude, they didn't take shit. They just shot this damn lady and killed her. And then the fucked up part, here's the clincher. Tommy, is you listening to this?
I'm listening.
They was white. This wasn't no brother pulling this one. Yo, motherfucker, white boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the preacher was in on that shit.
Because I guarantee you, if Pastor Davis did it, his ass would be locked the fuck up right now.
And you know damn too many pastors ain't going to no motherfucking gym.
Right.
They need to look at their membership. That motherfucker ain't been there in a year.
They probably gonna look at that.
Yeah. Hold on,
y'all. We got a new caller.
Uh-oh. Don't be the rapper.
It's Marley. Marley, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, people?
Marley, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
All right, man. We chilling. Hey, y'all, check this out. I remember saying it that I was going to find the video where the guy was having sex with the girl while he was rapping. Do anybody remember that?
Yeah, I saw that one.
While he was rapping?
Yeah. Well, I posted it on SinCityRadioShow.com, so y'all can check it out if you want. He tearing our ass up, and he just flowing.
Just a freestyle. I'm like,
ah,
damn. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
But now,
yeah, what about that one? You remember one old girl sucking dude dick while she talking to a boyfriend?
Oh yeah.
I remember that.
That was weak though. She really wasn't doing nothing.
Yeah,
it's a simple fact though, man. You talking to me while you sucking another motherfucker's dick?
Yeah. I mean, that's true.
I got
but
no
you
idea
don't know
what
that. On your end, you don't know that though.
Man, you know what now? Hold up. I'm sorry. If you pause it the way she pauses, and you hear,
and then she was like, then she was putting it on. When she put it on mute, though, I thought she was hitting the mute button.
I don't know about all that. Man, he talking about what you doing, nothing. Bitch, you better say yes right now. Say yes right now. You got 1.2 seconds to say yes.
And he was carrying on the conversation too, because she was pausing for a long.
Yeah, you know, the next week I'm going to go and get the cars shopping. She like,
I want to know how she figured he wasn't going to see that shit. Because you know it's somebody that know him that saw that video and know they together. Because if we saw it, imagine how many motherfuckers saw it.
I'm going to tell you this.
If I saw your girl on video sucking somebody's dick, dog, I'm going to call you and tell you, man.
Man, I'll kill that bitch, boy.
I'll
be in jail.
I'll
be like, them, we ain't
going together. I'm telling you now. I'm walking in this motherfucker. I'm getting the dullest, rustiest knife I can find. This motherfucker going to be slow and painful. I'm coming in this bitch. I'm gutting this bitch like a fish. You hear me? Hey, how you doing today? I'm doing fine. Look what I've seen on World Stop. So ain't no sense of running to the door. It's already locked.
Uh-huh.
I locked it from, I put the padlock on from the outside. You can't get out.
Hell yeah. They gonna think ISIS did this shit.
I say
not ISIS.
They gonna think ISIS did this shit.
ISIS?
Yeah,
that
motherfucker.
They
was like, "Hot damn, motherfucker, terrorists must have been
in this something."
Bitch.
Yeah, right. I put up one of them black flags on the wall, have her ass tied up with a bag on her head. Make her talk to her. Oh, you're my God, Buddha.
Yeah.
Dark.
Wait a minute. Where the fuck did ISIS come to Ohio?
They got them a passport somehow.
Goddamn right. That motherfucker is here. Shit, the motherfucker is here. That's how they let you know they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's hold that shit right to the real side.
Hold up. Hold up, man. Hey, Marley, you look like Marley, you not no little guy. So I can see your little chubby ass with the ninja outfits running down the street talking about wait a minute, well, here's a little portly fella.
With a
ninja outfit on. Hey, with that damn hard hat on. Hold on, wait a minute. I ain't no goddamn. ISIS. That's my motherfucking husband. Marley, get your ass. Oh, shit.
And you know what she gonna blame on. You know, it's goddamn show again, ain't you?
That's that goddamn Sin City. Goddamn, Marley say he gonna put his... He gonna say his ice.
Hell yeah.
I just see him sitting his ass on TV. It wasn't me. It was ISIS, baby. ISIS did it.
Yeah, I don't think that defense gonna work for you, dog. You might want to come up with something a little bit better.
Her daddy looking at him. Oh, son of a bitch! I knew he wasn't shit. Nah, your goddamn baby wasn't shit. That's why she did die.
I'm just saying that because I was at Walmart.
Nah, don't lie. You was up there trying to get you some patty cakes. Some patty pies. You got no more. They sold out. Go ahead.
Some old dude was
out everywhere.
Some old dude was like, hey, man, you got my
deal. I've been waiting since last night.
Like, Patty! Some old dude was like, hey, man, is your name Mustafa? I said, what kind of shit is that?
Did they ask you, was your name Mustafa?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm going on my little beard. It's like, man, is your name Mustafa? I said, man, hell no.
Somebody actually asked you that?
Some old black dude. He said, man, is your name Mustafa? I said, no.
You should have asked that motherfucker why. Yeah, he was ready to put a motherfucking blade through his ass. That's what that
sure
was.
No. The motherfucker, you look like one of them African ISIS motherfuckers, man. No, I'm cool.
And what's up with you and ISIS, man?
I don't know.
That motherfucker said ISIS into the conversation twice.
that's his alibi. So we were just talking about ISIS on Sin City the other night. Yeah, they was here.
They didn't check my time.
Marley, don't you get your ass in no goddamn trouble. Marley, oh, they try to use it. Yeah, I was just on Sin City the other night talking about ISIS. And they were telling us how they had came to Ohio and all. Nah, Marley. They called me. I'm going to be like, huh?
Well, I don't know who the fuck y'all talking about.
Marley, who? I don't know nothing about no ISIS. I don't know nobody named Marley.
There, boy.
I don't know what that dude
is. It's hard to kill them, though, boy.
Oh, man.
Who,
like baby
ISIS motherfuckers?
It's hard to kill them.
Them motherfuckers multiply, man.
It would be hard to kill somebody who ain't afraid to blow themselves up.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. That ain't afraid to strap a bomb up and blow everybody up. Hard to kill.
That's
hard
true.
To kill
them. Right there. You ready to go.
Is his name? In the name of Allah, and all this is good. Kaboom.
No, hold on.
That's why America never won the war against them. Because we don't want to die. They want to die.
Unless you just go there and bomb up everything. Just kill everything.
Yeah, they want to die.
Dude, I mean, seriously, dog, think about this. You on the front line. I mean, y'all in a brigade or something, and they telling you, okay, here's the plan. And you like, all right, what we got to do? I'm all for it. All right, what we need you to do, Father Time, is strap this bomb on you, and when you get 100 feet, let it go. Man, fuck you, your bomb, and everything else.
They lie.
You
fuck you.
Lie
you
to me.
Shit.
Right, but you got to quit.
You
got to
quit. They might
shoot
you. Them
Arab
dudes was looking like, what the fuck you talking about?
The one I posted, he said,
I'm going to be making like shit. I'm going to blow my ass.
I nominate our dude to be the suicide bomber. That motherfucker looks at him like, man, you got me fucked up. I wish you would.
Yo, dude, that shit was fucked. That motherfucker got crazy and looking like, what the fuck you talking about? I'm not finna blow shit up.
That motherfucker looked at him like, I know they don't do to be the suicide ball. That motherfucker turns around and looks at that. He gave that motherfucker a look so cold, like, bitch, is you crazy? I'm going out there.
Right, that shit was funny in the motherfucker war.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But that be me. I'm not finna blow myself up. Fuck.
Damn man. Right. Okay.
Give me a gun, I'd rather shoot it out. But I'm not finna
right.
kill myself.
See, I got a chance I can make it out of that. You talking about
right.
me pulling this cord and boom? Shit. Hey,
I'm like, fuck
they be
my block.
I'm gonna tell you nothing. They can strap that motherfucker on me. They be like, okay. Okay, the bomb's gonna go off in 10 seconds.
Right. He's close enough.
Right.
Detonate,
Mohammed, detonate. What the fuck is Mohammed? He's still running. He kept on running.
See, they better have a secondary switch fucking with me. My shit better be.
I'm going to tell you right now. I didn't join the other side now.
Hell yeah, I
did. Hey, they look up. Man, they look up. I done gave the bomb to the other people. Nah, I done gave the bomb to
there
them.
You go.
Yeah, this is what they want me to
tell
y'all.
Where y'all make the bombs at?
Follow me. I'll show you where they make this shit at. Try to kill me. That was some suicide shit. They talk about Allah be waiting to open arms my ass. I'm not going. Nah, fuck that.
There's
gonna be natural causes when I see
open arms with 77 virgins. Boy, I don't want no 77 virgins. I want some grown experienced women. Shit, but don't do some damn virgins.
Marley, what the hell is you, Marley? What the hell is Marley at?
That's why they do it. They do it because they say Allah's gonna be his arms open and have 77 virgins waiting for you when you die.
What?
I don't want no damn virgins. I want some grown experience women.
Hell yes,
I'm gonna do with damn virgin.
Is that what they say?
Yeah,
that's what they say. Yeah.
Man, that shit crazy as hell. I'm dead. How the fuck I'm gonna enjoy that shit?
Yeah.
Oh,
if you really think about it, I mean, if you really sit down and, if that's the shit they feed me,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to sit down and really, okay, I'm blew up, I'm in pieces. How the hell I'm going to fuck and I'm dead?
Yeah.
Yo, now they ain't going to find no parts of my body.
And why it ain't never the leader that's blowing himself up?
Right.
Exactly.
Get your ass.
I'm,
show me
I'm
how to do it.
Your lead, which means you need to
right.
do it first.
Lead my example,
ass,
motherfucker.
So I'm not exactly sure how to do it. Can you show me?
Well, yeah.
You do it, then I'll do it. I promise you, I'm
right.
going to do it too. I promise you. Go ahead.
Right.
I'm going to go on this block. When your bomb go off, I'm going to set my bomb off. Go ahead. I'll see you up in with Allah. We're going to meet Allah together. Go ahead. I bet you my shit doesn't go off.
I have 144
bitches.
Yeah,
my shit was a dud. It didn't work, man. I tried to do it. It didn't work, though.
Oh, my
straight up, they got to shoot me.
They're going to
be
swinging in boots.
And I'm coming
I'm
back to the camp like, man, I don't know who built this one, but this one didn't work. I tried to pull it, but it nothing happened. And the American soldiers was looking at me funny, so I ran.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Motherfucker, I'm on the side with the American soldiers. You hear me? They, what was, brother, what happened, man? Fuck you. You set me up. Yeah, that ain't nothing but a setup. I ain't like Brother Rockman any goddamn way. Blow his
yeah,
ass up. Okay.
Ass.
Yeah, all right. All right, man, that ain't nothing but a setup.
Hey, man, but you got to be a bad talking motherfucker to talk a motherfucker into blowing theyself up.
Exactly.
That's game. That's some game for your ass right there. When you can talk me to blowing myself up, and I'm all for it, you're a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, you are. Because I ain't even going
to
cut myself, let alone blow myself up.
You know.
You motherfucker,
come on, cut your finger.
And blowing myself up.
I ain't going to cut on myself. I ain't going to snitch on myself. I ain't going to do none of that shit. Hey,
that's
right.
A pimp right there. That's a real pimp. That motherfucker.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Hey, guys. Well, I have to go going to work. Sin City forever. I'll check y'all later on. Peace out.
Yeah, was he real? Damn, that motherfucker was serious. I thought that shit was a joke. That motherfucker hung up, too. Peace out. I got to go.
Hell, yeah. Boss got on his ass. You know what?
His wife won't be.
No, no.
He's at the door. Oh, shit. I got to go to work. Peace out. I love y'all. So I see. Peace.
That's what I was saying. Why is this Sin City forever? Hey, if I don't make it, I love you guys. God damn.
He straight hung up, too, man. I thought he was saying a joke.
Oh, my God.
That motherfucker was saying
yeah,
that. I got to go. Fuck y'all. I got to go. It's about to be some real bomb shit up in this motherfucking house. You catch me on this phone.
Hell yeah. With you motherfuckers, it's going to be a new meaning over bombs over Baghdad.
He said he was going into work. Y'all crazy.
That's what he said. That motherfucker heard them cheese rattling.
Oh, that's work. That's what he called home to the missus.
Yeah, I'm going to say Sin City forever. Like, if I don't make it, I love you guys. Shit, Marty sounded like he had a bomb strapped on his ass.
He had, like, ISIS was on his ass. Like,
right.
That motherfucker just started talking about ISIS for no reason, man. What the fuck is going on? And then his ass just abruptly get off the phone.
Yeah. Marley,
I hope
he
called next week, man. I'm about to check the paper. Get me on. I'm about to go on the internet and read the Ohio paper tomorrow morning.
Yeah, Ohio.
Right.
If some shit that blew up, I already know.
His last words, Sin City forever.
He said, I got to go to work. Right. What that mean? What you mean you got to go to work? What kind of work do you do this late at night?
That was funny. That was the body shit. He was just breaking it down too. Hey man, no, this is what they say. You wanna? Hey, you know what? I gotta go Sin City forever. Clear.
That's why I thought it was a joke. Because he just came out the cleat. That motherfucker just stopped mid sentence. I gotta go. What the fuck is going on?
She done told his ass. I done told your ass over your motherfucking phone. Every time I turn around, every Tuesday and Wednesday, you sneaking your ass on this motherfucking phone. That was say City Fable. All right, y'all. On that note, we got to get out of here. That shit was fun.
It was, man, because he did that shit in mid-sentence. That motherfucker's whole demeanor changed in a heartbeat. A microsecond. It was on something completely different. That's a hell of a talent, man.
Did you just say microsecond?
Oh, that shit was funny as hell. I hope he called back next week, because I'm sure we're going to question his ass. The fuck was that shit last week, man?
ISIS. That's what he called his old lady, ISIS. y'all don't know she's crazy.
Oh my god.
Oh, that shit was funny. This was a funny ass show, boy. That shit was funny as a motherfucker. I'm gonna be thinking about that shit tomorrow. Actually, I'm going to practice that shit all week, and I'm going to see if I can do it next week. I'm going to be talking and just go into something totally different in mid-sentence. I'm going to practice that shit.
All right, man. Take it on out of here, dog. All
right. Liquor Store, you got any last words?
Yeah, I had fun. This was fun. I enjoyed y'all. I'll be back
next week. All right, that's what's up. Janine, last words?
It was good talking with y'all. I'll be back next week.
All right, man, take us out of here.
All right, y'all. Thank you everyone for calling. Thank everybody that listened via internet. CityRadioShow.com. Like I said, y'all check that video out. Oh boy, he's stroking and flowing at the same time.
Okay. That's a hell of a skill, that motherfucker. That's what you call multitasking. All right, y'all, next week, 8:30 Eastern, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Peace, we out.